And we're talking now with Norwalk senior golfer Ryan Germeyer. Just one day after the Warriors fall golf season came to a close at the 4A district tournament in Council Bluffs, Norwalk placed sixth at Bent Tree Golf Course, but was just six strokes shy of qualifying for state. Ryan, welcome to Radio Sports Page and congrats on a great season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now yourself and teammate Grady Segrist both shot a 74 at the district meet. You were just one stroke away, sadly, from qualifying for state individually. But what was working out there for you yesterday to give you a score like that?
If I'm being honest, I tried to play as conservative of a golf round as I could, because I know that at the point that I am, that I felt like I was in my golf game, if I would just make good swings and stay on the fairway and stay on the green, I feel like I wouldn't make too many mistakes and I'd post the number.
And 74, was that one of your better scores of the year and of your career?
74 was definitely up there for me. This summer, I posted a couple of 72s and a 74 in the Des Moines Junior Championship. But especially given the circumstances at district and what was kind of on the line for us, I definitely think 74 is one of the best scores that I have, tournament-wise, that I've shot.
Definitely. And what was the course like over there at Bent Tree?
I would say, so they get a little bit less rain, but the thing about Bent Tree is it's got a lot of fescue. So you've got, you know what I mean, you've got four-foot high tall grass around you, and as soon as you miss a fairway, you kind of risk getting a bad hop and trying to scramble to make a good, trying to make a number to recover from. So it puts a premium on target golf and on good ball striking at a place like that.
Yeah, definitely a reason to play conservatively, it sounds like. What were your goals on the day? And I guess maybe how bittersweet was it to play as well as you did and just fall short like that?
Yeah, you know, I can't really be too upset with the way that I played, because I went out there I felt a good attitude, and I felt like our team really had a good attitude really going into it, and a few of us really, I mean all of us, we played, we had a pretty good season given where we were. My sophomore and my junior year, we had a lot of growth. I felt like I had a lot of growth. I knew that even though I had had a rough patch in the middle of my season, I knew that myself individually and a few other guys could really do something at state. And it was bittersweet going one stroke, coming up one stroke short. And I made a really kind of a foolish double bogey on my, I think my third to last hole. And I was, I think, even or maybe one under. And it just barely took me out of that. You know what I mean? It took me out of that spot that I needed to be in for state. So,
you know, so a good season overall for you. You said you had a little bit of a lull in the middle, but do you feel pretty good about it overall?
Yeah, I do. I think that I learned a lot about how to play smarter golf at the very end of my year, and I plan to play college golf I've already committed, but I plan to play at Wartburg College, and I think learning how to play, I talked to Chelsea Soda. She's kind of my teacher out at Echo Valley, and she really put into perspective how important it is to take out those penalty strokes and to take out three putting and these things that great golfers do. And I feel like I'm starting to kind of really make that turn here, and I'm excited for what I can do this next spring, summer, and fall going into college.
I guess rate yourself a little bit. What do you feel like are the strengths of your golf game? And then maybe what's something that you want to improve on during the short spring season? Because you do have a few meets in the spring as well, right?
Yeah, we do. So some things that I feel like I did well, really, really well, actually, here at the end of the season. Off the tee, I normally would hit not too many hazards off of the tee. And I was accurate with the driver, or I was accurate with a three wood or whatever I would be hitting off that tee box. And the problem was I would get a little bit greedy every once in a while, and I would pull a driver on a hole that I probably don't need to hit it on, and I'd find myself in trouble. And I think that was a weakness, a little bit of decision-making. Even if I'm hitting the ball great, it doesn't really matter if I'm making kind of silly mistakes and going after everything and playing like I'm trying to make a hole out on every single hole. So,
okay. Now you talked about, you mentioned your golf coach at Echo Valley. Is that one of the people that's taught you the most about the game?
For sure. My dad, he's definitely number one. My dad has raised me to he's always raised me based off of you play to the integrity of the game and you make smart decisions and you get the benefits of those smart decisions. But Chelsea, she actually helps me with swing thoughts and how to basically create a swing that fits my body and how I want to play the game of golf. And she actually played on the women's tour a little bit, and she really, really knows her stuff. So she's done wonders for me this season, because I went to her when I was kind of having a rough time out on the course, and she really turned me around.
Well, good. It sounds like you definitely got some. You've had some good mentors over the years.
Yes. Yeah. I know. And my golf coach, Warmer Skirchen. I've had a really, really good set of coaches and role models to kind of help me guide my career so far, and I really think that they'll stick around for the long run too.
So what do you enjoy most about the sport of golf, and I guess maybe a favorite memory or two of playing for Norwalk?
Well, something that I really enjoy about golf is getting to play with my team and travel. Almost nothing in the world beats it. When you go and get and you specifically, the times when you shoot the good scores are great, but even when you're with the team and you don't play your best, it's still nice to have like these high school long and kind of lifelong friendships built up with coaches and teammates and guys from other schools that you wouldn't meet if you didn't play a sport like golf. I'm traveling 2 hours away at a course called Bent Tree that I've never heard of, and I end up playing with some guys from Sioux City that I'll probably bump into or something a year away from now, and we'll get to talking just like how we were at the golf tournament. So
sounds great, Ryan. Before we let you go, maybe just a comment or two about Wartburg. What do you like about that school and the program they have there?
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to going to play some college golf. Coach Steggy is the head coach there, and he reached out at the end of my junior season, and I went up and took a visit there. And as soon as I looked at the program and I looked at the college, the second I stepped on, I felt like that was the right place for me. More importantly, Steggy, he kept in touch with me throughout my entire spring, summer, and fall season. And he coached me like he's my current coach, I felt. I wouldn't say that he coached me, but he was always right there to talk to if I did need help with something or if I just kind of needed to get some thoughts out of my head. And he knows that, and I think I made it clear to him that he was a really big part of how I played this summer and this fall. He helped me like tremendously. He came out to a couple of my golf tournaments this summer, and it was fantastic to be able to have him on my side the whole way, and that really sealed the deal. Just him being a really good coach and a good friend to me.
All right, Ryan. Well, we thank you for joining us today. Congrats again on finishing the season very strong, and we look forward to seeing how you can do out there come the spring.
Sounds great. I appreciate it. Have a good day.